إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series on teaching and learning. And today we'll talk about the first, the second of the steps. Yesterday we spoke about the first one, which is tilawat of the Quran. The second is tazkiyatun nafs. Or tazkiyah, not only tazkiyatun nafs, but tazkiyah internal and external. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. The one who he succeeded, the one who purified himself. Now if you think about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this bashara of success to the one who purifies himself. Allah did not say قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ صَلَّى. Allah did not say the one who prayed is succeeded, or the one who fasted has succeeded, or the one who made hajj has succeeded. Allah said the one who purified himself has succeeded. Now this does not mean obviously that prayer is not important or fasting is not important. What it shows is the focus on the fundamentals. Because without purification there is no salah. Without purification there is no salah. Without purification there is no other ibadah. Purification is the foundation of all ibadat. If you look at the masail of fiqh, it starts from tahara, which is the purification of the body. And tazkiyah is the tahara of the soul. It is the purification of the heart. So just like the body needs to be purified, the heart also needs to be purified. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said purification is the key of success, because the one who has purified himself, then obviously if he made wudu, he made wudu for what? I mean, there is no, you can't imagine somebody makes wudu and does not pray, because he made wudu to pray. So if he made wudu, why would he not pray? So similarly, purification, as we know in Islam, is not restricted only to external purification, ghusl and wudu. It is completely purifying yourself, which is to purify yourself externally, body, purify your surroundings, purify yourself internally, your heart, purify your ma'amilat, your dealing with people, purify your entire life, purify your akhlaq. So it is purification of the entire person. It does not make sense. Today, these are actually examples which are extremely stupid and oxymoronic. There should be no reason. If I give this example, you must really laugh at me and say, what kind of a stupid example is that? But unfortunately, this is our reality today. For example, if I give you the example and say that how can it be that a person prays, he has the appearance of a Muslim, he has a beard, he has a topi on his head, he is wearing sharai clothes, and he's praying five times a day in the masjid, but he's also lying, he's also cheating, he's also deceiving people. If I give you this example, you should laugh at me. You should say, hey, this is nonsense. How can you say this? You know, how is it possible? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Allah said, verily the salah completely separates you from all kinds of shameless things and all kinds of rebellious things, all kinds of sins. But today, unfortunately, we live in a world where these two are together. There is salah and there is also deceiving. There is salah and there is also lying and cheating. Why? Because tazkiyah is not there. Because purification hasn't happened. Salah is only the movements. It's like doing yoga or something. You know, stand up and sit down and so on. So, but what the salah must achieve internally and externally is not there. And the movements are not going to help anybody. That's not the purpose of salah anyway. So therefore, tazkiyah is to purify yourself is such a critical thing. That's the critical thing, and that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this is the success. The one who has purified himself has succeeded. So therefore, by purification, what do we mean? We mean, of course, the physical purification in terms of ghusl and salah and pure clothes and so on. But we also mean, equally importantly, if not more, the internal purification. Purification of the heart, purification of feelings, purification of thought, purification of intention. When we are doing something, what is the tazkiyah of the intention? Is ikhlas. Ikhlas is the tazkiyah of the intention. That the intention must be pure, meaning it must be sincere, meaning it must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Not to show people, not for any other reason. So therefore, purification of the intention. Then we say purification of our amal, our deeds. in terms of our muamilat. To have pure dealings, no deception, no fooling, pure income in terms of earning, pure spending in terms of wherever we spend. Then purification of the environment, which is physical environment, place must be clean, but also the environment in the non-physical sense, which is environment in terms of what we see, what we hear, what comes into our homes, where we go, what kind of company we keep. There is no tazkiya if you are in the company of people who are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the tazkiya in that? If you are in the company of people who are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, voluntarily, nobody dragged you there. You are there because you are part of some, you know, whatever it is. And therefore, then you say, I am doing tahawwud. Where is tazkiya in that? Tazkiya is to get out of that. Right? You can't say, I'm having a bath and you are standing in the middle of dirty water. No. So, therefore, you have to first get yourself out of the dirty environment. So, tazkiya is to purify ourselves internally and externally at a personal level, and internally and externally at a collective level, in terms of also of our surroundings, thoughts, feelings, and so on and so forth. So it's something which we need to think about. The thing to do with tazkiya is to do a current state analysis, which is to sit down and write down. I always keep on saying, talking about the importance of writing down. So write down and say, what is your current situation? What is my current situation with regard to my life? Where all is purification required? Where all is purification required? I don't even know. Today I was telling the other day, Hafiz Bhai and I were having a laugh. Today if I ask people, adult people, if I ask them, I say, do you know what are the fara'id of ghusl? I can bet you the majority of people do not even know what are the fara'id of ghusl. And the reality is, if they don't know the fara'id of ghusl, it means that they are living their entire lives without actual tahara. People have had children, several children, and they have not purified themselves. They are living their whole life and they don't even know how to make ghusl. Maybe accidentally they are doing it right, who knows, but wallah alam, I'm saying that if you don't know the fara'id of ghusl, it means that your ghusl is not, if your ghusl is not pure, how is your salah accepted, how is your dua accepted? You have become the mother or father of 4 or 5 children and you have not purified yourself. Yeah? So think about this. I mean, this is absolute jahalat. And ghusl is kindergarten. It is primary school, not even primary school, less than primary school education. But we don't even have that. So where is the tahara? Where is the purification? Where is the purity? So very important for us to focus on this. So do a current state analysis and say, where do I stand with this? Do I know what are the things that I must do? So in terms of tazkiya, in terms of purification, what is my situation? Make columns. You know, personal purity, purity of action, purity of dealings, purity of my environment, and so on. So make those columns and then fill it up and say, my personal purity, where is it? Once you have that paper which gives you your current state, then correct it. This is not rocket science. Anyone will tell you. I mean, just ask, you know, somebody who knows. Go on Google, check on Google, you will get any number of answers to all of these questions. You don't even need to go to anybody. But please make some effort. Make some effort, at least learn what we need to do. And then proceed to do it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to purify ourselves, purify our intentions, purify our actions and environment, and create a situation where, inshallah, we will be among those who he gave this bashara when he said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.